Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ikemlo Mukunja speaking live, signing into the Okunja radio station. Welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another episode. Sorry, I missed the beat on that one, guys. Don't worry, don't mind me. Well, welcome back to another episode, ladies and gentlemen. And to all the new people listening, please do beware that I'm very, very happy today. I have something special for you guys. Oh my gosh, I have something very special, something very special, but I'll tell you in a bit. Okay, so as usual, let's run through our daily procedures. Our daily procedures. What's my first question, guys? Come on, tell me. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Let's see. The first person who gets a correct. Actually, we can't say the first person who gets a correct. But I'm very sure as you're listening to this, yeah, you have to have a sense of what I normally ask. So let's go. You know, how was your day, guys? if you said how was your day, that was a prize. You get a prize of being right, and you get the prize of me loving you a bit more. Shame to you guys who do not know. Shame, very big shame. I'm very surprised that you do not know. But anyway, as usual, how was your day, guys? How was the weather? How was the weather? As I say, how was the weather for you? Oh my goodness. Was it sunny, rainy, cloudy, windy, blue skies, a mix of two, a mix of three, or was it foggy, or was it smoggy? You know, was it snowing? There are some people that are in winter. I hope you guys know. Yeah? There are some parts of the world that they are in winter when we're some. That's actually quite, that's very, very funny. Imagine the world, like, God is good, bro. God is, oh my goodness, God is good. Because like I said, it's gonna be summer here in the UK in like how many weeks, you know. So it's beautiful that we have like parts of the world that I experience in winter. You know, I'm not good with winter, guys. You guys know how much I complain every single winter for as long as I've been doing my podcast. So guys, yeah. But yeah, how was your day? How was the weather like today? You know, I hope the sun treated you amazing. You know, I hope the sun made you shine and glow. I hope the wind wasn't too mean to you. You know, I hope the smoke that was in the air of whoever was burning anything, you know, I hope the smoke wasn't horrible. You get what I mean? Like, yeah. I hope the smoke was not horrible, like you got past it really quick, you get what I mean? So yeah. But no, generally guys, I hope you had a good day with the weather, because from what I'm hearing from my Nigerian friends, you guys are suffering. Oh my gosh, you guys are suffering. You know, one of my friends described the sun as a melting pot today, and I was like, ha, is it that bad? She said, yo, Kems, you don't even understand. I'm cooking down here. I said, cooking? Like, you are genuinely boiling? She said, yeah, I am boiling. Like, I'm done. And I was like, yo, that's a lot. You know, so guys, please do remember that as a black person, we still need sunscreen. Okay, I'm looking at all of you. As a black person, we still need sunscreen. Get yourself some sunscreen, some good sunscreen, you know, that's not gonna damage your skin. Some good, very nice sunscreen. And then when you're done with that sunscreen, you know, apply some deodorant too, so that you don't stink. Looking at every single one of you, so you don't stink, guys. Thank you very much. And yeah, what did you do today? You know, what did you do today? What did you do? Did you stay home? Did you make your favorite food? Did you do your exercises? Did you just be a lazy bum today? I was a bit of a lazy bum today. I kind of like slept practically my whole day away. I went out with my friends in the morning and then came back and then was a bit of a lazy bum. So guys, yeah, basically that's what I did. But what did you guys do today? What did you guys do? What was the plans? What was the mood? You know, what was the mood of your day? You know, and also, how we doing? How we feeling? You know, how we doing, how we feeling, guys? How you doing, how you feel? How you feel? You know, happy, sad, irritated, confused, angry, annoyed, depressed. Why you guys having negative feelings? We can't be having no negative feelings. Okay, it's wrong. It's getting to summer. Obviously, we have exams, guys. Please do well in your exams. Please, I understand the negative emotions. If you have negative emotions and it's because of your exams, it's very fair and fine. I'm not holding you hostage. In fact, if you have negative emotions, for now, it is okay. But please, remove those negative emotions once you are done with your exams. Because please, don't let those exams kill you. As much as the exams are very, very important, do not let it kill you. I beg you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, no, guys. Most definitely, I want to know how you feel, how you're doing. You know, I hope we're all happy, we're all very excited, we're all very, very, you know, like, how would I say it now, very, very elated about things that are going on right now. Obviously, yes, the world is a bit of in turmoil. I can't even lie, the world is a bit of in turmoil, but we're getting through it. We're getting through it, ladies and gentlemen. And I also hope you have had a wonderful chill day. You know, wonderful chill day with lots of fun, lots of rest, and very little stress. Absolutely, yes. I also hope you ate good food, because good food is life. Good. You're catching on. There we go. And you drank a lot of water, because hydration is, and very much, good. Hydration is key and very much needed. Absolutely, yes. Please, ladies and gentlemen, as much as you are drinking water, yeah, you can drink slush and your drinks as well. But if you are drinking only your drinks, like as in you're only drinking your wine, you're only drinking your Red Bull, you're only drinking your energy drinks, you're only drinking your Fanta, Coke and Sprite, and you are not drinking your water, then you are harming yourself. So please do take good care of yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because we need to keep our appearances up, because come on now, it's gotta be summer. We gotta show the summer bodies off. We gotta show the summer bodies off. Yeah, yeah. And as I said, my day was okay, guys. I went out with my friends in the morning, and we came back. I hung out with my friends online, and I genuinely just fell asleep. Like, I took a nap, a 3-hour nap, guys. A very good, wonderful, like, you know those naps that when you sleep you get those lines on your face? Yeah. That was my nap today. That was literally my nap today. I had a very, very wonderful nap. I was so happy, you know, after all the things I've had to do. So yeah, I'm very happy for that nap. But on to today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. Sadly, we do not have any musical recommendations for you today. But tomorrow is Sunday. On Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, be very, very prepared. Bring your pens, bring your papers, because I have a friend coming, and that friend is gonna fully give you guys a whole playlist, guys. We just get ready for a whole playlist, please, you know. But yeah, no musical recommendations today. It's just a friendly chat with a friend of mine who I have invited today, and I'm very sure you guys are gonna enjoy it, because absolutely I always enjoy it. Oh my gosh. And it's about lies. Let's see how you guys think of the topic. Are lies necessary? Are they a necessary evil, or do you feel as though they are not needed in any point in time in your life? Do you feel that lies are necessary, or they are not needed in any point in time in your life? That's the topic for today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, listen, learn, understand. Pick a few things, you know, do a few researches, you know, tell us what you think, and obviously put your feet up. And thank you for letting us in your ears tonight. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kevin Okoro speaking live on your Kujira radio station. As we said, it is kind of a discussion episode, guys. It is a discussion episode. So you gotta sit down, strap in, say hello, and meet a new friend of mine. I have a new friend of mine on the podcast today, guys, and his name is Michael. Michael, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, Kims.
Hello.
I'm Michael. And I'm nervous. And yes, I'm here to talk about one more topic. And yes, I'll be giving the Nigerian vibe today.
Oh my days, you said mumu topic. I'll give you the Nigerian vibe. Don't mind this man, guys, please. just bear in mind that this man is a wonderful person that I have met. And I genuinely do really care about him because he is such a wonderful person. And yeah, I have become friends with him because he's cool. He's cool. You guys see the vibes now. You guys see the vibes. That's it. Anyway, before we get into today's, like, as in full episode, I want to ask you a few questions, Michael, just two. About yourself, actually. It's about yourself so that we can get to know you. Okay. So, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of person are you? Like, what's your personality? Like, describe it to us.
Should I say I'm the quiet type. I don't talk too much in some cases, or in most cases. I love being on my own. I love my space. I like wahala in the way, sha. I like arguing, but I don't talk too much still. and I like to talk about deep things, controversial topics too. Things that will make sense. So let's have it for today.
And my second question to you is, what kind of person do you think that you're gonna be in the next 5 to 10 years? Do you feel like you're gonna stay the same, or you're
same
gonna
person,
be very
with the recent version?
Okay, that's fair. That is fair. That is very, very good. As we should. Improvements. You understand? Improve yourself every day. Yeah. Anyway, Mickey, I'm very glad to have you on my podcast today. And our topic is, are lies necessary, or are they just not something that we should be talking about? Like, are lies essential, or are they just problematic?
For me, it depends. I mean, lies get down gravity and everything. Lies can be problematic and also essential in some ways. I mean, there are white lies now. There are little lies that can just, like, avoid hurting someone's feelings, or let's say to maintain social harmony, I guess. And they are heavy lies. Heavy lies are in the sense that they can damage trust, yeah, and relationships, you get. So, I mean, I would not want my partner to give me this kind of heavy lie. So if he break up, I get crazy for head. It all depends, though. You get, it all depends. That's what I'll say. It goes both ways. You get.
So basically, you're telling me you're okay with your partner lying to you?
Depending on the kind of lie. Like, you cannot just lie to me about something. Like, okay, let's say, you lied to me that you are AA, meanwhile you be SS. How one thing, like, you, you yourself just take a look at that now.
No, genuinely, I don't know why a lie is needed at all. Like, as far, this is coming from someone that when I was little, up to like when I was like 11, do you understand? I used to lie a lot, do you understand? whether it is tiny lies or big lies, or I used to lie, like as it was compulsive. Do you understand? And genuinely, I saw how much it hurt people, whether it was a tiny lie or a big one. I saw how much it hurt people. Do you understand? When they found out it was either a lie, or even though they didn't find out, like, the guilt ate at me. Do you understand? It ate at me so much. Do you get what I mean? So I'm like, why even lie in the first place? Like, what is the point? You know? If you are so sure that, you know, like I said, because personally, I wouldn't want somebody lying to me. Because after the whole thing of me lying, yeah, I had to genuinely apologize to my friends and family, you know. And after apologizing, I had to seriously make good work on how to talk to people and stop lying, you know. And after I did that work, it was like, it was very relieving, because I could speak the truth and not, like, as in not need to include a stupid lie for it, you know. Like, I always say the truth. There's no point in lying, because at this point, there's nobody gonna beat you. You understand? We're all grown adults. Do you know what I mean? We're all grown adults. You might as well just tell the person the truth. Or if you do not want to tell the person and you feel like you're gonna lie, you might as well just not speak. Do you know what I mean? You might as well just not speak. Because why speak and then you're lying? What's the point of lying? There's no point. That's to me anyway. You know, but obviously in your case, for goodness sake, you can't, you laugh at something that big. What's going to happen to the people's children? Oh my gosh.
Accident. Well, everybody has their own distance, but for me, I just have this, I don't know if it's a good mentality or so, but I just have this mentality that everybody will lie one way or the other. Everybody lies one way or the other, you get. So just depends on the kind of thing you lie about, you get.
Yeah.
I mean, me as a human being, I lie to you, I won't even lie to you. This one, I'm not even like, they lie. Like, but trust me, it's not something like that. It's going to like hurt when you find that, okay, he was lying or something, you get. Because I know how people might react, you get, when it's something serious. I mean, like I said, there are white lies. It gets like small lies now.
Yeah.
Just like avoid hurting someone's feelings, you get. Or like in lies self can be in some situations that you might try to like, it can be like a self protection mechanism, I get. Like,
Fair enough. Yeah.
Like maybe you want to avoid something, or let's say you meet someone at the park and the person starts asking questions and it's getting too much, you get, and you don't want to sound rude by not replying or responding to the person, you get. You just have to like, find one lambda, give them now straight up. You say, oh, okay, that's what's up. You're like, yeah, and that, like, that's a lie already, but it's not hurting the person, because the person is just meeting you for the first time. And there's every like possibility that person might forget if the person still wants to like talk to you for long or be your friend later on.
Yeah.
Might forget those first things, you get.
Yeah.
Then with time, open up like in a very good way, and not sense of this person is trying to stalk me or something, you get.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would never like shoot somebody that I used to lie, because I would first shoot myself. I'd lie to you, get.
But fair, see, very fair.
Like get their own should I say level, you get.
Yes, every lie has their own level. Very true. You know,
kind of like just drop like that, get.
Yeah, personally, I understand what you're saying, you know. But the thing of, you know, you meet somebody and the person starts to whatever. Have you ever behaved like you're mad before? To get out of a situation. Because I've done that countless times and it's so funny. You know?
How are you even doing?
Okay. So, genuinely, what had happened was that there was a situation where the guy was looking sketchy. Do you understand? Yeah. Personally, he was looking sketchy, and I was already irritated that day, and I wanted to go home. Guy was following me. Do you understand? I felt like he was following me, And I was going home, like I was literally on my way home. Do you know what I did? When he finally got the guts to approach me and he was talking to me, I genuinely asked him, "Can you see me? I'm so happy you can see me." This guy looked like as if he was about to faint.
Oh my god.
He looked like he was about to faint. You know? Because I can't even, like, he was already giving sketchy vibes. Do you understand? And it was kind of like late. Do you get? Yeah. And I'm going home because we've had a thing, you know, maybe in school or whatever. I can't remember what happened that day. I think we had a thing in school and I stayed late for it, you know. Huh. And then obviously because I stayed late for it, it's school now, for goodness sake. And school wasn't really far from my house. It was literally like, let's say, 20 minutes by train, you know. But I needed to walk to the train station first. You get what I mean? Yeah. And so that is me, like, literally at 7:30 something at night. Okay. Yeah. Walking home, I'm tired, I literally want to eat, and this guy is following me, and I literally ask him, "You can actually see me?" And my guy was shook. My guy was like, yes, and he was, oh, that's perfect, oh my goodness, you know, I've been waiting for somebody to see me. And he started inching back. I noticed he started inching back like he wanted to run. And then he then said, "I'm so sorry, I have something to do. I just wanted to say hello because it looks like someone." I was like, "Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much. Somebody that actually saw me for the first time, you know?" And he was like, yeah, sure. And he ran.
He ran?
He ran. He legged it. My guy legged it. You know? So, yeah. And I also have another friend who was like, as in, she lives in Birmingham, but she's kind of like done the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as in, I can't even lie, that's fine. I feel like that kind of lie is fine. Mm. But you know the very, very big ones, like, as in, for goodness sake, what did you, like, how much money, you know? You don't mess with my money, man. I'm an Igbo woman. You mess with my money.
With any evil person's health
problems,
that's, no. you want to die
Oh my days. But no, be honestly, but no, yeah, lies, I can't honestly, yeah, lies is like, I genuinely don't feel like I can stand them. In some certain situations, I do get what you mean, like, as in, It's a bit of a necessary evil, you know, at that point. Do you get?
Yeah, like,
it's a bit of a necessary evil.
Well, I would still lie. I'll keep on saying, because, I mean, there are good cases where you should lie. Now, like, let's say, this is another example. Okay, let's say you want to surprise your man now, your guy.
Yeah.
And have to, like, lie to him about something, maybe to drag him to the place, like the venue where you want to, like, shout surprise.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lie, but I mean, it was for a good purpose. Now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just like, I'm dying, or I got robbed here. Can you come?
No, nothing that serious now.
That's still a lie, but I mean, it has to be very serious so that he will run.
Yeah.
May it turn fast and furious for your matter. that's why he's your man now. Like, so he will run. Like, he'll be very fast.
So fast and furious, so my goodness.
With that kind of speed and heartbeat and everything, because he's scared now.
Yeah.
Now comes to the room looking for somebody that will be on the floor or something. You know, he's surprised.
Hey,
I mean, as the guy said, if I'm the guy, I go first vex, because
even me too.
What if I was doing something important?
No. If you want to plan a surprise for me, that's perfectly fine, you know. But to plan a surprise for me and then scare me in the process, no. I'm so sorry. that day we'll have issues, because I'm very, very grateful. No, I'm very, very grateful for the surprise. But the fact that you scared me into thinking that somebody hurt you or somebody hit you or something happened to you, and now it's not fair. Is that fair? Emiki, is that fair?
Fail.
I will vex you.
It's fair now.
It's not fair at all. That's not nice. Don't like being scared like that. Imagine your heart pounding, everything. You know, you're scared for the person. You're wondering why the person is not picking up. Your heart is palpitating. You're giving yourself, you know, minor heart attack. And the person will not come and shout, "Surprise! How will you be?" No. What?
At that point, you're just going to, like, be so numb. You'll be looking at them like,
So this is your madness now, right? Genuinely, like, that's what you say. Like, this is your madness. Like, this is the level your madness has reached now, right?
Like, you'd be like, you just ask me, the guy is a Nigerian. He go first vex. He go say, "Nah, you don't demand Abi."
Normally now, Asper, you need to make sure you don't demand Abi.
Are you okay? Oh, but seriously, I mean, there's no reason why people should, like, give those heavy lines. I mean, lies, they make sense in a way. But it won't really off me past now. This lie detector stands now. I mean,
yes, that doesn't help. Oh my goodness.
Lie detectors. How am I supposed to do that? Like, is that unreliable?
It actually is. But the thing is that there are some people who have been trained to to be anomalies to it. Like, they've been trained to not respond to lie detectors. Yeah. Like, as in, even when they tell a lie, their heart doesn't skip. You know. Because what lie detectors
do is that
what lie detectors do is that they take your heartbeat and I think your brain reactions or something like that. Well, I know they take your heartbeat. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And when your heartbeat skips, you know, or when it mildly stutters in any sort of way, it detects that as a lie.
Oh.
Yeah. Because when you're lying, you know, you're not a lot of the time your heart is not stable. You know, unless you're those kind of people, because apparently compulsive liars, or what's them people called, these people that they just, like, what's it called, like, as in they lie for a living or whatever, their heart still skips in some sort of way, you know. But there's some people that apparently they're trained, you know, and it does not affect them, that, like, whether they lie to you or not, it's not their business.
But I feel, that's true, Sha. I mean, for you to say this one, that means you already have an idea about it. Then I feel it's very, very easy. Like, it's easier to like just lie than tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy, because at this point, you're just bringing anything that comes to your head because you don't want to see the truth.
Yeah.
Just be like, hi, what's your name? You don't want to say Michael, just be like Luke.
Ew.
But how do they do that shit? Like, how? It's hard to lie. I'm never going to lie. It's hard to lie.
It is hard to lie, because it's like, why? Like, as if you now have to think, formulate, plan, you know, and then you now have to keep covering it up. Do you understand? Because, you know, a lie always leads to another lie.
Building lies upon lies. Exactly.
Exactly. That's why they call it the web. A web of lies. Like, as in, you can't support one lie alone on its own. Do you understand? Yeah. You need to keep it going. Do you get what I mean? So once you keep it going, it has to stay the same. It has to stay consistent, whether you like it or not. You know? And the thing
that's
is that
why it's
a lot
crazy
of people,
when you build lies.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that, you know, a lot of people forget that. So, you know, like I said, that thing of
what's it called? Like I said, lying. There's the, I love the thing. I love the time. I don't see the, I don't see the point of it, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is that people, when they do those lie detector tests, it mm-hmm. a lot of the time, because they're not trained, you know, a lot of the time they pick it up. The yeah. lie detector would always pick it up, always, all the time, all the time.
That's great. But imagine that this lie detector shit now. Like, they use it on someone that, like, that's lying for everything, every single thing. Now, they ask this person, what's your name? And the person says the truth for the lie detector. But the lie detector just says another thing, that this person is lying or something. Ha! I'll first shoot you. That, yes, now, it's going to be crazy now. Imagine you saying the truth, but... Because you lie a lot, even your heartbeat and everything is just making the whatever say that you're lying or whatever.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's like the next level of lying.
I know, right? But I don't think personally, I don't think the what's called like lie detectors would ever like as in misunderstand or misinterpret. Do you understand? Because they've been tested a lot of times. I think they've been developed for a while. You know, they've been tested a lot, like a lot, you know? So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I see. That makes sense, though. that makes sense for real, because if I'm... I can kill somebody because of that.
Oh, my days. But, yeah. Fair enough. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you today, Mickey, on my podcast, you know. What do you have to say for the people? What do you have to say to the people, you know?
Keep lying. Make the no catch you. You'll be fine. I'm just kidding. Just don't lie. Stop lying. I mean, even if you want to lie, let's not be heavy and be good. That's my own.
Okay, we hear you. Anyway, thank you, Mickey, for being on my podcast. I really do appreciate it, and hopefully you're gonna come back, because it's not even a hopefully, you are gonna come back for another episode.
Really?
Yeah, one day you're gonna come back for another episode. Guys, keep watch out, there's a Friends episode, even season actually coming out soon on. And so you guys should keep a head out for that. Keep your ears peeled and your eyes on the Okonjo radio station, guys. Remember to always say hello, you know, always say hi, always drop in, and always keep sending your emails, because you know, you guys know that I love you, I love listening to you, I love speaking to you, I love texting you, I love all the little feedback y'all give me, you know. And Mickey, where can they find you? What are your socials? Come on, say it out for the people.
I'm a ghost. Just let you guys know, I'm a ghost.
You can only find me. Are you alive?
You can only find me. Alright, you just see me on TikTok, like Mickey the first, Mickey_D1st, 1st.
Alright. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you heard that. That is Mickey_D1st. You know, that is 1st. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we are gonna be going, and we are gonna catch you on the next episode of the Okonjo Radio Station. Thank you very much and for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. As you know, this is Nkem Limokunjo, your host and your director, signing out from the Okunjo radio station. I'm curious to know your favorite part of this poem, your favorite part of this short story, your favorite part of this discussion. Tell me what your favorite part was, why it caught your attention, and what you think you have learned from it. Also, if you have any questions, let me know and I will do my best to answer them. I also would love to know what you think about this, and if it has affected you in any way, tell me. You know, I'd love to know the tea, I love to know the gist. Tell me. anyway, remember, this is a bi-weekly podcast with episodes that air every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. West African time. Please follow me on Instagram as Saphy_234. That is SAPPHY _234. And Poetry and Podcast, that is Poetry and Podcast, all one word, where I will be posting the poems that I have read. You can also follow me on TikTok at Nkemdlimokonjo. That is Nkemdlimokonjo. Or on Twitter at Nkem09. That is Nkem09. My podcast is also available on Google Podcast, Acast, Audrey, Alexa Flash, AntennaPod, Pcast, Podcast Addict, Spreewell. Spreewell is spelled SPREWELL podcast. That's Spreewell podcast. Then there is Momento FM. That is Momento.fm. Good Pods, TuneIn. TuneIn is all one word. That is TUNE. Then IN. That's TuneIn, all one word. Snipped. That is spelled SNIPD. Then Podverse. PODVERSE Podverse, Podcast Go, Podcast App, Podbean. That is PODBEAN, Podbean. Moonbeam, yeah, like the moon beam, yeah. Player FM, that is player.fm. Luminary, LUMINARY. Then Clever FM, that is clever.fm. Cast Mix, CASTMIX. Then Deezer, DEEZER. Yeah, Deezer. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Castbox, Stitcher, iVox, Breaker, Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and absolutely Patreon, and obviously, where are you listening? Anchor. Please share to your family and friends and tell them to share, and then share wider and wider and wider until you can hear me on everything. Also, give feedback and comment by leaving a voice message through the Anchor app, commenting on Spotify or any other social media platforms. I'm sending lots of hugs, lots of love to those who need it, and lots of joy to those who are expecting it. Yeah, blessings, love, peace, joy, and absolute favor coming your way. Good evening, good night, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in.